It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Welcome to the Dalama Insights radio show, and it's been a while since I last presented it, but we're here, Mkonki.
Leslie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Taking care of yourself?
Very much, actually. If you've noticed, the booth is completely sanitized. It's smelling of spirit, actually.
I know.
But it's not bad. I'm starting to like this whole smell of hospitals. Like, you know, like when you walk into my house, it smells like a hospital. Because I'm disinfecting everything I touch. So I think it's a good thing, though. It is a good thing. Now, today we're looking at the Effective Cash Flow Management Workshop and the changes that Insight Partners Africa, the organizers of this workshop, have made to this workshop during this period of COVID-19. Where we have seen restrictions on events and mass gatherings. Let's get straight into it. The Effective Cash Flow Management Workshop is a workshop you hold every year. This year, you plan to hold it at Radisson Blu. This was supposed to be on the 29th and 30th of April. What changes have you had to make to ensure this event goes on with the restrictions on mass gatherings?
I know. It's a really big one for us. We hold quite a lot of events. Every month we are holding an event. Mm-hmm. And the changes that the government have announced, and this is very good, it's for all of us to be safe and to ensure we do not spread this COVID-19, and so that the government can bring it under control. We do understand the restrictions. But for us, it has resulted in changes that we've had to make on our training programs. And therefore, there are quite a number of changes that I felt necessary to communicate to the listener and those that follow what we do as an organization. So the Effective Cash Flow Management Workshop, which we've normally done in a classroom setup at a venue that we hire out, for this year we wanted to be at Radisson Blu on the 29th and 30th of April. So the changes that are going to be effective from this workshop going forward until the COVID-19 is brought under control include, we will no longer have face-to-face training programs at a venue like we've had. Instead, we are working on converting our training courses into online training courses. And this therefore means that the structure of the course changes. In fact, for cash flow, we've actually also taken into account the key things that are affecting businesses. So we are not just looking at effective cash flow management, but we are actually looking at how managing cash flow in a crisis with COVID-19 in brackets, because that's the crisis we are facing right now. So we are trying to help businesses understand how they can get a handle of their cash flow in a crisis like we are having right now. What are the key areas they need to focus on in the short term as well as the long term? As a result of the change, not it being relevant for us to be at a venue, we are going to save quite a lot of money in terms of expenses for venue hire and other costs. So the fee for the workshop is going to be slightly less than what it would cost if we had a face-to-face training program. And instead of having two continuous days, we've actually broken down the training program into 1.5 hours, so like 1 hour, 30 minutes sessions. So we know it's very difficult for somebody to sit on a screen for continuous 7 hours. So we've broken down our training program into mini sessions, which will last a maximum of 1 hour, 30 minutes. And this should allow participants to take in what they've learned and spend a little bit of time to apply what they are learning practically in their business. But regardless of these changes, we still maintain, because ours is not just an online training where a video is sent to you. What we are working on is actually virtual training, where we have the facilitator and other participants that will be joining us on that virtual training course. So it's, we still maintain that engagement with the facilitator as well as the other participants, still learning from other participants. Especially with COVID-19, we want to learn from how businesses are handling this issue from other participants as well in different sectors. So it's a great opportunity for us as a company or as a firm to actually convert our training programs onto online training platforms. And this is something we had planned to do next year, but we've had to bring it forward. So it's quite a lot of work. We are doing quite a lot of work, but it's work that must be done. And I think it's going to add a lot of value to businesses and also individuals who in the past have actually asked us if we could do one-on-one training with them. But now this gives us an opportunity to actually do some kind of one-on-one training using the online platform. The facilitator, Leslie, still remains the same. In fact, today's program, I was supposed to be interviewing the lead facilitator, who's Kerry Butcher, who's going to lead this training program. And I did do an interview with her where we discussed basically the entire course for effective cash flow management. So I would like the listeners to know about Kerry. She's still going to be the lead facilitator. And so let's just take a listen to the interview that I did with Kerry, a bit about herself.
So Mokonki, in terms of my experience as a facilitator, my background is I'm a chartered accountant. I qualified 20 years ago. I have worked both internationally and in South Africa, and I've worked a large part of my corporate career was in financial services, in banking. So looking at cash flow, I've had to manage it within operating businesses. I've also had to manage it from a financing and corporate and investment banking point of view. The other thing that's very important is I believe that because I did my articles in a smaller town in South Africa, we got exposure to effective cash flow management in detail even when I was still in articles. And so what I found specifically is that when you're running a business, you need to understand the parts of the business and how that relates to cash flow. I've led a number of business finance functions over the years. And then for the last 8 to 9 years, I facilitated for some of the leading business schools in Southern Africa on topics of finance, finance for non-financial managers, with a focus of helping people to better understand cash flow, and how cash and things like profitability and assets and liabilities and the overall financing of the business work together, as well as exposure to numerous industries in the various facilitations I've done. And I'm really looking forward to engaging the guys coming along on the course in April to see what we can do and learn from each other.
Okay. Now, Mkoke, why is cash flow management extremely important, though, during this period?
Cash flow during a period of crisis, such as the one we are going through, becomes the key tool that allows a business to survive. And the ability of an organization or a small business or whatever size you are, if you look at COVID-19, it's not discriminatory. It's affecting everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're a large business or a small business. So if you're able to manage your cash flow during this period of crisis, it becomes the key to that will allow you to succeed now and in the long term. And I also asked Kerry actually how you know, what is the importance or relevance of managing cash flow? And so I would like us to hear from her as well.
So personally, I find a lot of people only focus during the bad times why cash flow is important. Cash flow is important at all times in business. It really is a vital indicator of the health of a company. And so it needs to be managed at all times. It reflects so many other management areas, such as managing costs, managing your supply chain and procurement, managing working capital, which is linked very much to your customers and suppliers. And just as though, and just as if it's not good to have too little cash, having too much cash that is not being put to use is also a challenge for business, because you may then have inefficiencies or wastage or not be taking advantage of sufficient opportunities. So managing cash flow is a key to managing the overall health of your business, irrespective of what the times of the economy or anything else or whatever's happening in business, it's key to your financial success and sustainability.
Okay. Now, what should business owners be doing, though, those whose businesses have had to completely shut down during this period?
This is a great question, and one that I've received quite a number of times. There are those businesses that have completely have to shut down because of the risk of them transmitting this COVID-19. So the first thing they need to do, like everybody's saying, is obviously to protect their employees and ensure if you can work from home, let's be at home and work from there. And this is something we are going to do ourselves as Inside Partners Africa. We are going to be working remotely, making use of technology such as Skype, Zoom, and all other technological softwares that are there to allow remote or virtual working. But one thing that I would like to focus on or encourage people and business owners is during a crisis, you tend to lose focus on the opportunities that are there. Yes, it is a crisis, but what you need to understand also is there are businesses that are actually making money also in this same period. For me, I would like to see people actually focus a little bit on their business, see what opportunities this crisis presents to them, utilize those opportunities to scale and grow their businesses after this period. So I think this is time for you to sit down and actually reflect on what's been working, what hasn't been working, and look at areas where you can improve your business. If you've never had time to actually look at systems and processes in your business, this is time for you to sit down at home, reflect what kind of systems and processes you need to implement in your business. Yes, cash flow is an issue, but remember, it's affecting all of us. There's no one who's not been affected by this crisis. So in effect, it's not like, other competitors have an advantage. Nobody has an advantage right now, but it's time for you to actually sit down and reflect how you respond to this really matters in terms of how you come out of it. And I think the best way is for you to be calm, reflect, and see how you can utilize this crisis as a leverage for you to actually grow your business even after this period. So that's what I would encourage any business person that's listening. Be calm. Just stay chilled.
Mm-hmm. Now, what tips can you provide to manage cash flow during this period?
So tips to manage cash flow include mainly you focus on profit. When you're in business, you focus on profit. Now is the time for you to look at your cash flow aspect. And this includes things like your receivables, those customers that you've been selling on credit to. You need to look at the amount that is outstanding from these customers and see if you can push cash flow through from them. You need to look at your inventory. If you are able to sell any stock so that you can get cash in, you need to do that. Even if it means discounting some of your products, especially those long outstanding products, so that you need to get cash flow. Because at the end of the day, without cash, you won't survive. You also need to look at your payables. Payables are purchases that you get on credit. And you need to ensure that you speak with your suppliers, with your landlords, with anyone who supplies you either a product or a service, and ask for some kind of extension on credit from them. If they can actually waive off some fees, that's even better for you. This is time for you to actually reach out to them and see if they can help you. Keep in mind that they are also actually going through the same difficulty, but they may just help you in terms of delaying when you should pay for that product or that service that you should have paid for right now. Now, this is also a period for you to do some kind of reforecasting. You need to look at how much cash do you have and how long is it going to last you, and do a cash flow projection for the short period as well as the long term. Because yes, COVID-19 will come to an end, but it will have long-term repercussions. And so doing a cash flow projection now and also for the long term, now meaning maybe next 90 days, long term maybe next 12 months, is going to help you ensure you get through this. And finally, look at financing options. Where can you get extra cash flow? Are you able to speak to your bankers? Do you have a good relationship with them? Can they give you an overdraft to cover those gaps when you expect to be in critical need of cash? So these are some of the options you can take a look at.
Okay. Now, as we come to the close of today's program, perhaps the conclusions?
I just want to conclude with an health tip that everybody is actually saying, and this is with regards to COVID-19 and how it spreads. It's spreads basically through contact with an infected person when they cough or sneeze. And it also spreads when a person touches a surface or object that has the virus on it, and then they touch their eyes, nose, or mouth. You can protect yourself by washing your hands frequently, avoiding touching your face, and avoiding close contact with anyone who's not feeling well. So this is something we need to do. And yes, the numbers seem to be very low. For me, it's quite high. And so we need to be, you know, very careful. And whatever you do, remember that it also affects your neighbor and everybody else. So take care of yourself and protect everyone.
Natalie Mokonki, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Leslie.
All right. This has been the Ndalama Insights radio show.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.